Yes, the Paddy's Pond fire is considered out of control. The fire is estimated at about 200 hectares in size. The fire didn't move last night. It stopped growth. However, this morning we are seeing active fire on that in the area. Trees burning. However, the fire has not started to move yet. There's a lot of smoke in the area, and we're getting ready for having a day at that one.
And when you, what kind of resources are being drawn into that? I remember we spoke yesterday, and you were talking about the help from the Coast Guard, for example, in terms of estimating the fire, the size of some of these fires. How much efforts will this require today, do you think?
This fire is going to require significant effort. We will have aircraft and fire crews on that fire today, as well as we're working with the St. John's Regional Fire Department. We've put a plan together, and they're going to assist us today.
There was a call, some people looking for fire help with fire breaks and so forth. How much do firefighters need that kind of help?
Given the timing, Russell, I think fire breaks are it'd be very difficult to get them in place today.
Okay.
Those take work and planning to make to ensure that they're effective. However, it in general, not a bad idea.
Is the fact that the Holyrood fire is now considered to be under control, is that a relief at all for your crews in terms of what you can prioritize?
It certainly is, Russell. It helps us free up resources, which is we've been stressing the whole time we've had these fires, is that the more fires we have, the thinner our resources get stretched. So with the Holyrood fire under control, we can free up firefighters and aircraft to work the other fires.
Let me ask about Kingston on the north northwest Avalon. What's happening with that fire this morning?
I don't have an actual report on the fire behavior there this morning. However, I'm sure it's still smoky and it's still fairly active, probably low ground fire this morning. There was an expansion on that fire yesterday. It grew towards Ochre Pit Cove. Firefighters worked the southern boundary of that fire, and the work on the fire guard in the south continued yesterday.
And one other, I'll ask about Martin Lake in just a moment for Central Newfoundland, Mark. But you know, we've been hearing about people being curious about these fires and getting a look at them close up. Is it more of a help if people just stay away and stay safe and just stay clear of these situations to let emergency trucks and other vehicles get through as quickly as they can?
Thanks, Russell. That's a terrific point. We don't need anybody in the area of any of these fires, on quads, driving, looking. We need to be able to have free access to the fire, not only for firefighters getting in, but if we have to get out quickly as well. So I would ask people to please stay away from the fires. For their own safety, the safety of the first responders, and to ensure effectiveness of the efforts we're putting into this.
And one last thing I'll ask you about then is Martin Lake. What's happening there?
Martin Lake is still out of control. There was some slight growth yesterday on that fire on the northeast and southwest sections of it. We had high winds, high temperatures, and relatively low humidities in that area yesterday, which contributed to the fire growth. On a positive side, however, the growth was limited. The actions of the aircraft really worked well for us yesterday. They minimized the growth. Unfortunately, we had to pull the bulldozer and the two excavators we have in the area that were working on a fire guard due to safety concerns. And the the road to Bates Bear remains open. However, I would caution people to minimize use of that road. And if you are on the Bates Bear Highway, you are going to see smoke. And the other thing, Russell, is that we would ask that people please don't go into the area to check on your cabins in the Rifle Pond, Rushy Pond area. We've had people traveling in over the roads. And again, we don't need that, you know, for the individual's own safety and for the safety of the firefighters in case we have to get out of there quickly. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to stress that if people would please stay away.
And that's, I think, something that was stressed in the last couple of days is the fact that, you know, there's people who are in the woods on a recreational basis, and it's just simply not necessary with everything that's going on right now.
No, that's correct. For the inconvenience of a week or so or 2 weeks, you know, we don't need another fire. And as well, we don't need to have to take resources from the fire to go look for individuals who, you know, who are out. I get being in the woods and enjoying it, but for the sake of, you know, the firefighters and the resources we have and individuals' own safety, like, try to give it a break for a couple of weeks.
All right.